The coronavirus update.
Sad news for anyone who thinks that we're peaking now with the coronavirus in South Africa. Our health minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, has warned that the peak for COVID-19 infections will likely continue to September. And I know that a lot of our politicians are less than trustworthy, but this is the one that you can trust. This is not Tele, this is not Mbaks, this is not those who are taking advantage of tender. This is the number one go-to guy, Zweli Mkhize. The minister has stressed that if the country does not practice social behavior changes, the virus will continue to spread. The numbers will always grow depending on how well as a community we can break the cycle. He once again called for all South Africans, please wear your masks, practice social distancing, and sanitize, and wash your hands.
And then we move to Iceland. After almost 3 months of gradual easing of measures taken to stem the spread of coronavirus, Iceland has announced that it is backtracking after a new surge in infections. For the past week, 28 of the 31 new cases of COVID-19 identified in the North Atlantic island have been linked to internal transmissions in the country. 5 separate sources of contamination have been identified in the southwest, in particular an area called Akranes, about 50 kilometers from the capital of Iceland, called Reykjavik.
And then this one, I mean, I just don't understand the logic behind this. So a security guard has been injured and a 6 million rand hospital building in northern KZN burnt to the ground, allegedly to protest the hospital being used as a COVID-19 facility. So in a statement on Thursday, the KZN Department of Health said it was shocked at the torching of a new center at the Catherine Booth Hospital at Amatikulu next to Ishowe in the early hours of Thursday. And the thing is, it's not the first time the hospital has been burnt, because the center, which was used as an admin block, had recently been rebuilt after it was torched back in 2017.
There's a lot more to that story. I don't know what that is. A very, very confusing story. That seems to be there's something else that's happening there. As soon as we find out, we'll let you know.
Yeah, okay.
I do not understand why you would burn down an extra coronavirus hospital. Don't get it.
Yeah. And like when it's been used to quarantine people and a facility for COVID-19, I mean, it's there for the good. I don't understand it, but yeah, definitely more to that.
Yeah, there's more to that story. All right, so we're going to have a look at the Worldometer. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of numbers. So just keep this in mind, right? Decide which country you want to be like. Do you want to be like USA or do you want to be like New Zealand? USA, no matter what numbers I give you right now, keep this in mind. A quarter of all the coronavirus cases on planet Earth right now are in the United States of America, and that equals the deaths as well. They've gone over the 150,000 deaths in the United States of America. One quarter of all coronavirus deaths have occurred in the United States of America, and they only constitute 4% of the population on the planet. That is how you get it classically wrong. Have a look at New Zealand, and they're getting it right. 17,477,000 coronavirus cases worldwide. 677,000 deaths. And here in South Africa, again, it doesn't matter whether you look at the backlog or not. We do know that as of last night, another 313 South Africans passed away because of COVID-19. Our total deaths are at 7,812, and we're almost at the 500,000 mark. And as our minister said, the peak could continue all the way through to September. So the same thing applies. Status quo. Sanitize, social distance, wear your mask.
Darren, Carrie and Sky. Weekday, 6 to 9 a.m.